Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where people concerning politics have been looking all around the country at crucial races that are going to decide the direction of our federal government. All 435 members of the House of Representatives, they're up. They have to either be reelected or thrown the heck out. And enough people, Democrats in the majority, are going to be thrown out of the House almost certainly, that it will shift over to Republican control. But what does that mean if the Senate actually goes to the Democrats? The Senate is evenly divided right now, so every single Senate seat is crucial. And one of the seats that could actually ensure a Republican direction for the U.S. Senate is right here in the state of Washington. I'm very proud to welcome back to the show Tiffany Smiley, who is almost certainly going to be the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate because we have a all-hands-in primary where she's running against Patty Murray, the incumbent Democrat who has been in the Senate since the earth cooled. There is a big age difference between Tiffany Smiley, who's 38, mother of three young boys, and a heroic nurse and wife with a story that is dramatic and has compelled and inspired people across the state of Washington. Tiffany, I hope you're enjoying the campaign.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me back on. I am absolutely enjoying the campaign trail there. You know, Washington State is full of incredible, incredible people. So it energizes me, and I'm really excited about what we can accomplish and what we can do in the future for all of Washington.
Okay, let's talk about that, because as I was saying, it is your race is rated now officially. It's no longer rated a sure thing for the Democrats because you've been doing so well in raising money and in campaigning and
yes,
raising the issues. It's competitive. And if you win that Senate seat, it almost surely would assure that the Republicans will prevail and take control of the Senate. What is the biggest priority for changing the direction of the Senate of the United States in a conservative Republican direction?
Yeah, well, first, you know, to the beginning of what you're mentioning about fundraising, I've actually out-fundraised Patty Murray. I'm one of the only Senate candidates in the country that's out-fundraising my incumbent, and I out-fundraised in our pre-primary filing as well, and then matched her last quarter. So it shows the enthusiasm and the energy behind us that our message is resonating. And number one, you know, as I'm talking to voters all over Washington State, the number one issue that I will get to work on when elected is to focus on inflation. It is impacting everyone here in Washington State, from families to small businesses. So we need to focus on bringing down our spending. We need to cut the waste, get rid of this mindset in our government agencies of use it or lose it. We have a bloated federal government, and the rancher in Yakima Valley cannot keep paying for it. We need a balanced budget. You know, just this last weekend on Saturday, I was with a hardworking small business owner in Longview. And she, you know, on the door walking into her restaurant, she makes a note that she had to raise prices to cover the cost that's having a major impact on her business. She's doing the best she can despite inflation. She's working hard to continue to serve her customers. But I look forward to delivering results. You know, the cost of living, and you look at energy as well, energy independence, we have an opportunity to be energy independent again, which will save Washington families money. And not only that, it's good national security for my children, for your children, for our grandchildren, for generations to come. You know, another topic that we're talking about all over Washington State is crime. It's a major public safety crisis. Not only that, it's having a massive economic effect as well. And unfortunately, Patty Murray went on the Senate floor in June of 2020, and she called for funds to be diverted away from our law enforcement. So I look forward to making sure immediately that our law enforcement has the funding that they require to hire and train good officers so that our streets are safe. I would work for legislation also that would get repeat offenders off of our streets instead of a revolving door that we currently see here in Washington State. When they're arrested, they're back out in a matter of hours. Very demoralizing to our police force as well when they're out there working hard on our behalf every single day. So we have a lot of work to do, but I'm confident we can win because we can deliver solutions to these issues that we're talking about every single day.
Well, as I understand it, the rate, the number of murders, not even the rate of murders, the number of homicides in Washington State was 325 last year, which is the highest ever. And far higher, and not only increasing in sheer numbers, but increasing in the homicide rate. What can the federal government do to help those local police departments which bear the brunt of the responsibility?
Yeah, you know, and it's not just our major cities like Seattle. Like I mentioned, Yakima Valley is also facing the highest homicide rates that they've seen. What we can do is ensure that our police are fully funded because we're also dealing with a short-staffed police force so that our cops, you know, that we're recruiting good cops. Federal funding can go towards that. Another key part here as well that I want to talk about is drugs and illegal weapons. So a lot of these are, you know, there are criminals who are using illegal weapons. And those weapons are coming across our southern border, along with drugs that are, you know, just destroying our smaller communities. So, you know, what we can do immediately is secure the border. And stop the flow of fentanyl, stop the flow of illegal weapons from coming into our small communities, because that's exactly what is going on here.
And in terms of inflation, which you mentioned first, and you talked about basically living within our means, not getting us deeper and deeper and deeper into debt, would you favor a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, as many of your Republican colleagues would?
Absolutely. We absolutely need to start to work towards a balanced budget. I would be in complete support of doing that, reducing the spending, cutting the waste, and we have to work towards a balanced budget. And, you know, Patty can't really talk about inflation because her votes have directly contributed to what we are facing today.
Is she going to debate you? Do you know? Has she agreed to debate you when after the primary this August?
I certainly hope to. We have called for a debate. I would love, you know, other voters across Washington State to call for a debate. She owes a lot of answers to the Washington voters. So our campaign has been open about that, and we would welcome a debate. I would love to have multiple debates all over Washington State. We'll see what comes of that. But if any, you know, I just call on everyone to ask her to debate.
Well, no, certainly. And again, having been there for six terms, she clearly is no stranger to debates. But we are living in a very, very different era where one of the things that Americans really do seem to agree on, and I hope you can stay for a few moments and talk about that, is the need to try to move away from the polarization and the demonization of enemies and opponents. And given some of the challenges in front of us, I wanted to speak to you, Tiffany, about what you could do to try to unite people, maybe even across ideological lines. We will be right back with Tiffany Smiley, who is actually the leading candidate for senator in the state of Washington, based upon at least the fundraising so far. And I've gotten a bunch of your mailers, and they're excellent and very good. And yes, I do support Tiffany and hope that she wins not only a spot in the primary in the general election, but gives Patty Murray the the retirement that she has generously and determinedly earned. We will be right back with Tiffany Smiley, Republican, candidate for U.S. Senate, coming right up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the mic Michael Medved Show. Tiffany Smiley has just one of those incredible all-American stories about how she got into public life in the first place. She has never dreamed of being a politician since she was a little girl. She actually grew up on a farm in rural Washington State. But when her husband, Scotty, was severely wounded by a suicide bomber in Iraq serving our country. He had severe wounds. He fell into a coma and permanently lost sight in both of his eyes. And because of Tiffany's determination, along with that of Scotty, of course, he's the first U.S. Army officer, isn't he, to continue an active duty with no sight in either of his eyes.
Correct. Yes, that's correct. We were the first.
Well, that's amazing. And again, it's a story of patriotism and determination, and related to your background as a nurse. And
yeah.
I'm very partial to nurses. Our daughter-in-law is a nurse in oncology, which is wonderful for her.
Yes.
Okay, so I had asked you right before the break, Tiffany Smiley. She is a Republican running for U.S. Senate to replace Patty Murray. Patty Murray has done many things. She really hasn't done much in terms of bringing people together across philosophical or party or ideological lines. Anything you have in mind that it could be a change for the better in that regard?
Yes. You know, I always, you know, the inflation that we are facing, and Patty Murray, you know, hasn't met a tax hike that she doesn't like. Taxes spend is the name of her game, and we're all paying for it. And I always like to bring up, you know, she had an opportunity under the Clinton administration to vote for tax cuts. And she didn't. She chose not to. So I would say, you know, the biggest difference between Senator Murray and myself is that I actually have a track record of building coalitions, taking on big government, and delivering results. She has a record of being extremely partisan and putting, she puts, you know, the good of her party ahead of her constituents, and we're all paying for it today. You know, she's been in the Senate for almost 30 years, and I think it's important to note that only 9 out of her 551 pieces of sponsored legislation have actually become law. So I think all of us need to ask, you know, what are you doing and what have you done for her or done for us? I look forward to working with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to pass legislation that delivers results that benefit all Washingtonians. And I hear it all everywhere I go. You know, people just say, where's Patty? Where has she been? You know, perhaps when she went in or was campaigning in 1992, she had the grassroots movement. And she was there for the right reasons, but it's clear she's forgotten who she's truly serving, and that's the people of Washington State. So, you know, for Patty, it's a really bad look to come out, you know, 2 months ago, attacking me. I think that's a really bad look for an almost 30-year incumbent. She should be coming back and talking about all the results that she's delivered for Washington families. But it's just a distraction from her failed policies. And you know, people are tired of the fear and the division. That's been the name of her game, to divide and conquer. Our campaign has been about hope. It's been about solutions, and it's been about what we can accomplish together. And we'll continue to deliver that all the way through the election, and then get to work as Washington State's next senator.
And could I mention it's also about energy and new energy and maybe even some youthful energy. I was just trying to figure it out. How old were you when Patty Murray first came to the Senate?
Yes, I was 11 years old in Washington State when Patty Murray was first came into the Senate. And I wish I could say that life is better for us, but, you know, as a family who has served and sacrificed for our country is asking us to stand up and continue that service again. And, you know, we can't afford, my children cannot afford, your children cannot afford, your grandchildren cannot afford 6 more years of Patty Murray.
Yeah, one last word here is something that is a particularly a problem, and it's not just, by the way, in Seattle. It's also in Spokane and Tacoma and Tri-Cities and everywhere else is the problem of homeless people living on the streets.
Yes.
Could we be more effective at dealing with that problem, you think?
Absolutely. It's actually, as a nurse, you know, it's inhumane to see what we have allowed and what we are doing, that we allow people to be strung out on drugs, living homeless all over our streets. You know, I was in Aberdeen on Saturday, a huge homeless encampment under the bridge where they're doing drugs. I saw it with my own eyes. I walked right by it. So, you know, if we want to talk about cutting federal programs, I think one of the first federal programs we can cut is the Clean Crack Pipe and Needle Program. We need to ensure that it's not just a housing first approach, but that we're ensuring that there's massive mental health reform in this country first is exactly what we need. And that, you know, these folks have the resources. Number one, they have to get clean. If they don't want to get clean, then they need to go to jail. And they need resources, job training, a place to get sober, and transition into temporary housing and then into permanent housing. You know, the money is there. We don't have a money problem. We have a solutions problem. And I look forward to rolling up my sleeves, working, you know, with the local county party, the multifaceted approach to solving these problems. I believe next year we can get to work on it right away and start to deliver results. I mean, it's clear we have to be able to measure our programs, and I would say the Clean Crack Pipe and Drug Needle Program is not working. And I think anyone across Washington State would agree with that.
No, if you look at the numbers of people who are suffering and even dying with the drug abuse, it is appalling. Patty Murray is also apparently invested about $3 million of contributors' money in ads attacking you. And is that an indication that she's taking your challenge very seriously?
Yes, she is taking our challenge very seriously because I out-fundraised her in the first quarter of 2022. And I'll keep in mind, too, that she came out attacking me before I had ever spent any money. I hadn't spent a dime in Washington State on ads or TV or any of that. So it shows how strong our grassroots ground game truly is. I am funded by the people of Washington State. This is a Washington State-up approach. And unfortunately, Patty Murray's just lost touch with the voters here in Washington State.
Tiffany Smiley, we will link to your website so people can find out more about you, can find out more about your campaign. And all I can do is wish you Godspeed and offer you whatever my support can help to bestow. I appreciate your coming on the show again. Was impressed with you the last time you were here, and it's a real pleasure to have a candidate like you. As everybody is filling out their mail-in ballots. That's the way we do it here in Washington State. And remember to sort through the 18 candidates for United States Senate and to settle on Republican Tiffany Smiley. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show with questions about the American mood, which is so gloomy and angry. Why? We'll get to it coming up.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is back in the nation's capital for the first time since leaving office.
Well, I want to thank everybody, and it's wonderful to see so many friends and very, very familiar faces. It's a great honor to be with you.
He's speaking at the America First Policy Institute Summit. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence addressed another group in Washington, D.C. earlier on Tuesday, addressing his relationship with Trump.
I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future, and that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
The Mega Millions jackpot is up to $830 million. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, I know people may have heard that last interview and thought that I was making a joke or an exaggeration. When I talked about the 18 people who were running for that same Senate seat, the Patty Murray Senate seat, that Tiffany Smiley is going to win in a huge upset and a tremendous benefit to the Republican Party, by the way. But I'm not. I'm holding in my hand something that, as people know who listen to the show, our social life basically is having people over for Sabbath meals. And I have entertained people at the table by just reading some of the candidate statements about people who are running for the U.S. Senate. Well, like Henry Clay Dennison. And because we don't have a official sort of a party registration, because everybody votes in the same primary and the top two people go into the general election, Henry Clay Dennison, it says, prefers Socialist Workers Party. And it says, education, the black struggle and other worker struggles taught me, he's white, by the way, a profound confidence in the solidarity and fighting capacity of the working class here and internationally. Community service, it says, participation in action supporting black farmers fighting land loss, protests against police brutality, against anti-Jewish attacks, and in solidarity with immigrant workers, defending free speech and debate, and standing against anti-working class, anti-scientific, cancel culture, and wokeism. Okay, well, Socialist Workers Party statement. The Socialist Workers Party campaign presents a course for working people to organize, defend ourselves, and make gains amid deepening world capitalist crises. Workers need to break from the Democrats and Republican parties and use our unions to form a party of millions of working people, a labor party to speak and fight in our interests. I'm thinking might have a tough time winning, you think? And then on the other side of the spectrum, one of the other names that immediately caught my attention was Leon Lawson, who is not a member of the Republican Party. He says, I'm a member of the Trump Republican Party. And elected experience, and he's the photograph he looks like from a horror movie. I mean, and he's not one of the heroes. He looks extraordinarily angry and like, I'm a little bit like Hannibal Lecter, actually. In any event, he says elected experience. And he has a lot of elected experience. He says, I ran for governor in the 2020 primary elections. As far as Senate experience, from what I understand of the job, it is suited for a person of my caliber in administrative law, as well as understanding the impact of federal regulations upon the state. I don't trust anyone else to fight for the people of Washington with the vote and elect me to fight with the tenacity, fire, capital F, and transparency I will bring to the Senate. You need to vote and elect me to this seat. My job is to expose the abuse and show you who is doing it. Other professional experience, no information submitted. Education, no information submitted. Community service, lifelong member of the Department of the Based. Okay, what is that? It's capital BASED. Jeremy, what is the Department of the Based? Yeah, that's right. Do your job to research it, figure out. And Leon Lawson, his statement says, are you ready to finish what we started? I don't want you to give me your money. You can give it to the clowns. I do not need it to beat them. I need you to vote. I need you to understand, capital U. This is a war. We the people against corporations that wish to deprive you of your rights, your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness. How do I know? Research for yourself about the candidates. Dig like your life depends on it, like your child's life depends on it. Make no mistakes, it does. The public media is private and owned by the competition, just like the nonprofits and book deals that own the competition. They glow of special interest. A blunt and direct time. I am real. It's up to you to spread it. Spread what exactly? It is up to you to spread it. I will spend all I can, but I don't even want the optics of financial gain. People that put money in front of people are my targets. Washington State, it's time to stand up and send them a message. If you want real reform, we need a leader, one that knows the people on the streets. I see you, I hear you, but you must stand up and vote. I will push my influence and your will to the Senate. That's a triumph of the will. That's a phrase from another political party. I will set the stage on a federal level to reform all of our state laws. How do you do that? I see the homeless. I see the drugs. I see the crime. I see what they're doing to your kids. I see what they're doing to the state. We need to decriminalize marijuana. Didn't they do that already with disastrous results? And criminalize big pharma. I see. You criminalize prescription drugs, but decriminalize marijuana. We need transparencies in all parts of our federal and state government. The people have been lied to and abused for too long, too spelled wrong. No, it is. The choice to know is yours. Okay, there's more. And those are just a couple of the candidates who are representing various parties. There's a lot of people who actually think they are ready for the United States Senate. But it is one of those things where honestly, it is a pleasure. Oh, here's a good Scandinavian candidate. Thor Amundsen. And Thor says he prefers the Independent Party. Elected experience, none. Other professional experience, watching C-SPAN for 30 years. That's what he says. It says education, Eisenhower High School in Yakima, Washington. Community service, built fish ladders and state and federal water betterment projects throughout the state. And then statement, hi, I'm Thor Amundsen, and I am pro-democracy candidate and freedom of choice and freedom of speech, born and raised in eastern Washington. I've lived and worked throughout the state, and this has given me the opportunity to talk with people in all walks of life and to consider the variety of issues facing them. I believe that without a little more opportunity for the next generation, we cannot have a healthy civilization. If corporations move to other countries, they should follow the same rules and labor practices as in the USA. Stop shipping logs, jobs, and clean air and water overseas. Yeah, I was wondering about how do you ship air and clean water overseas? Is that what we're doing? Really? Turn off reactor at Hanford. Oh, that's I think it's kind of off. And no new reactors. Stop making the mess. Replace Hanford with geothermal power generation. Nationwide public internet access for everyone at no charge and net neutrality. Ban the use of certain weed killers on federally funded sites like assessments, fence lines, ditch banks, and public schools. Reintroduce the monarch butterfly to Washington State. Overturn Citizens United. Look, it's democracy at work. These candidates for U.S. Senate, and neither time can wither nor custom stale their infinite variety. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Problems for our political class right now is that most politicians on both sides, I mean really on both sides, just do not come across as particularly clever. I mean, and not even approaching average when it comes to cleverness. For instance, if you're a prominent politician, and you're hoping to bring people together across party lines to appeal to something more than a tiny, infinitesimally small, and already committed base for your party, then how do you explain things like this? This is the Vice President of the United States. And the Vice President of the United States, I mean, she knows she has a problem. She can see the polls. She's even less popular than Biden, which is not a good situation for her to be in. I mean, because usually, even with controversial presidents, vice presidents come across okay because they don't get involved with significant issues. So why would Kamala Harris want to get involved in this issue? Which issue? This is just the way she chose to introduce herself the other day at the White House. Listen.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit. And
okay, I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. Can I say it would be hard for me to imagine ever voting for someone who found the need to give pronouns, which I think is one of the dumbest trends. And I think it is just a fad. I don't believe that when our little grandchildren right now are grown up, that people will still be saying, I am Kamala Harris, my pronouns are she and her. I mean, really? Is that the direction we're going? This is like, there was a push a couple of years ago to stop using the term Latino or Hispanic and to use the term Latinx because using Latinx was a way of showing that you weren't being binary. You weren't saying that you were either a Latina or a Latino. And it came out, they've done polling on this. It's overwhelming, the percentage of people of Hispanic heritage who prefer the term Latinx is infinitesimally small. It's below 5%. It's not what people want. And I don't think people want this either. This is on TikTok talking about a mom talking about her precocious son who reached an important decision in his life at a very young age, the age of 3. Here is the story as the mom unfolds it with great pride. Listen.
Another helpful question. Kids have to go to the pediatrician a certain number of times for the first few years of their life. It's to make sure they get fully vaccinated, are growing on time, development is as it needs to be, yada, yada, yada. At the 3-year checkup, they ask a question to see if the children know the difference. So the pediatrician looked at Bug, and she said, "Are you a boy or a girl?" Bug looked her in the eye and said, "I'm a girl." The doctor kind of looked at me. I was like, "All right, never heard about it before, but whatever." And ever since that day, she has told us that she's a girl. A little under a year ago, she started correcting us on her pronouns. "I'm not a him, I'm a her. Don't call me he. Mommy, I'm not he, I'm she." It has been 2.5 years now that she has been out. I told her father when I figured she was getting close to telling him herself. Want him to respond poorly?
I don't want him to respond poorly. Okay, so what is this actually recommended? First of all, why is it important for the pediatrician to ask the question? I'm not sure I understand that. It was important for the pediatrician to ask the question because she wanted to make sure they know the difference. This is 3 years old, right? I mean, we have one of our granddaughters is 3. And why is it considered useful, helpful, sane, decent, constructive, or acceptable to start working with a 3-year-old, to understand all of the niceties and details and elements of gender and gender identity? I mean, really? And again, this is one of those things where when people say they feel anxiety or they feel that we're losing our country or they feel that the entire world is going crazy around them, there are lots of things that can spark that. But one of them is this idea of trying to, at very young ages, and long before puberty, if a kid is 3 years old, and the idea that, and they refer to the kid as Bug, that's the way she refers to, we're supposed to say her now, because the 3-year-old, for the first time ever, when the doctor asks her, "Are you a boy or a girl?" There is enough confusion. There is enough difficulty. One of the things that people need to recognize about children is that it's not so easy being a child. You have a lot of choices to make, a lot of growing up to do, a lot of directions to find. What we appear to be intent on doing is making it infinitely more difficult, taking away things that ought to be taken for granted. One thing that you can take for granted is that every day on the air, we will conclude the show with reviewing a movie. Right now, the number one movie in the country in terms of box office is a Hollywood movie, which is about close encounters of a very strange kind. And it has a title of a very strange kind. and a lot of originality and surprises. It is a movie called Nope. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Daniel Kaluuya and Kiki Palmer play brother and sister who've inherited a remote horse ranch that provides animals for Hollywood. But they're troubled by an eerie cloud hovering overhead that simply won't go away. Is it easy to follow this plot? The answer is nope. That's also the name of the movie from writer-director Jordan Peele of Get Out fame. It's now playing in theaters everywhere.
A cloud.
It's aliens. They're just waiting for the perfect time.
You ready?
This is a very weird and at points a very disturbing movie, which gives you plenty to talk about after more than 2 hours of creepy discomfort. Yes, it's incoherent, but it's also compelling, with striking and original special effects and surprisingly heartfelt performances. It's rated R for harsh language and some particularly gory scenes inviting, yes, a killer chimpanzee. 2.5 stars for an irresistibly intriguing film where, despite your inclination, nope, you can't look away. And there are parts of the film where you will want to look away. Tomorrow, don't look away. We're going to be speaking to another Republican candidate that I have decided to support, who is a running to challenge an incumbent Democrat in what really should be a swing district. He's a member of the King County Council, really the most conservative member of the King County Council. His name is Reagan. That's right, spelled like the president, named after the president. Reagan Dunn will be joining us. We will also be talking about the piece in Axios, which puzzles over what they call Trump's summer slump. And writing that July and August are likely to mark former President Trump's worst back-to-back months since he left office. What's happening? Well, what may happen is an effort to overcome that slump by announcing an early campaign for president. Would that be a good idea? It would be a good idea, Democrats think, for Biden to announce no, that he won't campaign for president, maybe even before the midterms. We'll also talk about a new study. It's alarming. It shows that a majority of Americans feel like they are in imminent danger at least once a day. Really? That we need to do something about for the sake, don't we, of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.